You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. Today, we're talking about something most of us don't see, but all of us are directly affected by: microplastics in the ocean. Plastic pollution is often pictured as bottles, bags, and floating debris. But the real danger begins after those plastics break down. Sunlight, waves, and time turn large plastics into microscopic fragments called microplastics. These particles are now everywhere, from coral reefs to deep ocean trenches, from seafood to drinking water, and even inside the human body. Scientists have found microplastics in fish, shellfish, sea salt, bottled water, and human blood samples. Once they enter marine ecosystems, they are nearly impossible to remove. They absorb toxins, disrupt hormones in animals, and move up the food chain. What starts in the ocean eventually comes back to us. So how did we get here? Plastic production exploded in the mid-20th century, long before we understood its long-term impact. Today, over 400 million tons of plastic are produced every year, and a significant portion end up in our waterways. Most plastics were designed for durability, not decomposition. That durability has become a global environmental liability. In Europe, the European Union has implemented bans on single-use plastics like straws, cutlery, and expanded polystyrene food containers. Countries like France have gone further, restricting plastic packaging on many fruits and vegetables and requiring compostable alternatives. In Africa, countries such as Rwanda and Kenya have enforced some of the strictest plastic bans in the world. Kenya's ban includes heavy fines and jail time for manufacturing or using plastic bags, leading to cleaner streets and waterways in the major cities. In Asia, cities like Seoul and Taipei have introduced pay-as-you-go throwaway waste systems, encouraging residents to reduce plastic use and properly separate recycling. Japan has focused heavily on advanced recycling technologies and public education around waste sorting. Here in the United States, progress is uneven but growing. Cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and New York have banned certain single-use plastics and introduced compostable foodware requirements. Coastal states like California are investing in microplastic research, storm drain filtration systems, and extended producer responsibility laws that shift cleanup costs back to manufacturers. While policy is critical, innovation is equally important. One promising breakthrough comes from plant-based materials. Researchers have developed a plastic alternative made from cellulose derived from plants that looks and functions like a traditional plastic bag, but dissolves safely in seawater within hours. Unlike conventional plastics, it does not break down into microplastics. Instead, it decomposes into harmless organic compounds. This kind of innovation addresses pollution at the source, preventing plastic from becoming a long-term problem in the first place. Another fascinating development comes from biology. Scientists have identified several strains of fungi that can digest plastic. These fungi use plastic polymers as a food source, breaking them down at the molecular level. Some have even been discovered living on plastic debris in the ocean, slowly degrading it with the help of sunlight. While these fungal solutions are not a silver bullet, they offer exciting possibilities for controlled waste treatment, landfill cleanup, and future bioremediation systems. So what does this mean for us as individuals? First, reducing plastic use still matters. Reusable bags, bottles, and containers are not symbolic gestures. They directly reduce demand for single-use plastics. Second, support policies and businesses that prioritize sustainable materials. Innovation only scales when consumers show demand. Third, be mindful of synthetic clothing. Washing polyester, nylon, and acrylic fabrics releases microfibers into the waterways. Using washing machine filters, washing less frequently, and choosing natural fibers when possible can reduce this impact. And finally, stay informed. Environmental solutions move fast, and the more awareness we build, the more pressure we place on industries and governments to act responsibly. The plastic crisis did not happen overnight, and it will not be solved overnight either. But between global policy shifts, plant-based materials, biological solutions like plastic-eating fungi, and everyday action, momentum is building. At Vegans Explore, we believe solutions come from community, education, and conscious choices. If this episode sparks something for you, share it with a friend. Start a conversation. Support businesses and policies that protect our oceans. And if you want to be part of the growing global community committed to better food systems, sustainability, and ethical living, join us at vegansexplore.com. Together, we can reduce harm, amplify solutions, and explore a better future for the planet. I'm Sean A. Russell, founder of Vegans Explore. And as always, we are a daily podcast, so we'll see you tomorrow.